Log Talk Radio.
Question tonight.
Good evening. Good evening. Welcome to a new edition of Gospel Gold. I am your host, Reverend Michael Rogers. I'm glad you have joined us tonight. Of course, you know that Gospel Gold is on every Monday night. Gospel Gold is a one-hour internet radio program, not just another music program, but a program that is dedicated to the historical preservation of traditional African-American gospel music. And you are in tune with Gospel Gold tonight. We thank God for all of you who have joined us. We know that Gospel Gold has been on the air now for two seasons. We thank you for all of the accolades and all of the congratulations that we have received over the last season or so. But I want to give you just a little information about Gospel Gold. Africa is where it all began. All the lavish gifts that Africa gave to the world, the richest and the most unique is the combination of music and religion. Religion with rhythm. When our first African ancestors landed upon these American shores, they brought with them their African rhythm. It was through work songs, field hollers. These are the basic elements of the spirituals. And from the spirituals came gospel, blues, jazz, ragtime, rock and roll, and even the music that we have today. It is our contention that all the music that we have produced on these American shores has its root in traditional African-American gospel music. When we consider all the adversities our people have overcome here in America, we put it in our music, we put it in our poems, in our art, everything we do as part of the African-American experience. We know that the African-American experience cannot be told in a short story with music for an hour. But each week we come to you to bring you the very best in the achievements of our people in the gospel recording industry. And that's what Gospel Gold is all about. We invite you to go to our Facebook page. Go there. Be a part of the Gospel Gold community. Be a part of Gospel Gold. That way you can find the link each week for the Gospel Gold program. All the programs here on Blog Talk Radio are archived. That means that long after the program has been recorded, you can always go back to the Facebook page, the Gospel Gold Facebook page, and find whatever program you would like to hear. Click on that link, and you will see a blue link inside. You can click there, and it will bring you directly to the pre-recorded programs. We have recorded, I think, about seven in this series this time around. And we invite you to go to our Facebook page. Don't forget to like and then share. Join, be a part of the Gospel Gold community so that you can stay in touch with us and we can stay in touch with you. If you would like to email us, you can email us at gospelgold@songwriter.net. gospelgold@songwriter.net. If you would like to be a supporter of Gospel Gold, you can also do that. We have a Cash App. It starts with the dollar sign, the word Gospel Gold, one word, the two G's are capital. Gospel Gold, one word, the two G's are capital. And also, you have to place the dollar sign, be part of the Cash App program. So we invite all of you to go to the Facebook page and be a part of the Gospel Gold community. As we start our program every Monday night, we always start out with prayer. If you don't mind, pray with me. Our Father and our God, we thank you for this night. We thank you for this medium. We pray, God, that something that we be played tonight, something that be said tonight, would encourage your people to keep on giving you the praise. This we ask in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. I'm going to come back and introduce our program for tonight. Tonight is quartet night. It's quartet night here on Gospel Gold. Every so often we have quartet night. And of course, when we talk about quartet night, we talk about the music that was played basically over the radio. We'll talk a little bit about that. But we're going to come back and I'm going to introduce our program for tonight. It's quartet night on Gospel Gold. All the way, Lord,
by nobody else. I wanna see his face. Lord, I just wanna let everybody out there that know that you wanna see
his face.
Gospel Gold Quartet Night. We always have fun on Quartet Night. Of course, when we talk about quartet music, we talk about the music that was primarily played on the radio. We know that the choir music and the hymns the features that we did earlier were basically church music played in the church. Of course, we talked about how Dr. Thomas Dorsey was able to put that music in writing and so that other choirs and other musicians could play the music as well and how that expanded. But in the gospel recording industry, particularly in the radio section, it was quartets. Quartets is what sold a lot of gospel music and it sold a lot of radio programs. We're talking about, of course, we've done features on the Swan Civil Tones. We've done features on the Blind Boys of Alabama, Blind Boys of Mississippi. We've talked about the Dixie Hummingbirds harmonizing for Spirit of Memphis Quartet. And we have done many programs. I think this is the fifth series on quartets that we have done since last year, because we wanted to bring forth these quartets who have been so very instrumental in the gospel recording industry. They were the ones that you heard on the radio stations, WAOK, and all those stations that are coming out of Tennessee and Mississippi and Alabama. Those were the groups that you heard in home when you would cut the radio on. And you would hear those gospel groups. Of course, a lot of, at that time, back in the 50s, a lot of them didn't want that type of music in the church, but it was all right to listen to it on the radio. So gospel music exploded around 1950, starting around 1949, 1950. And the radio was primarily part of the reason for that. So tonight, I wanted to bring at least three groups, if I can. May not be able to have time to do all three of them, but I might be able to play a smidget of a little of each. And I know that on our program, we cannot give justice to all of the groups that you hear. But I want to deal with a couple tonight. First of all, Troy Ramey and the Soul Searchers. Formerly a house painter, Troy Ramey was first lead of the Soul Searchers since the early 1960s when they appeared at Brother Esmond Peterson's WAOK Gospel Caravan program. The group first recorded for the Atlanta label and then Zyotone and later signed with Music Corps there for in 1972. In 1972, they produced a hit Great Change, put the quartet on the gospel map. In 1976, the group was recording albums and singles for Nashville and stayed there until the mid-1980s. When they began a lifelong relationship with Atlanta International Records. Troy Ramey sang like a preacher preaches with shouts and screams and squalls and hoops. And he made that sound for that group. He changed the sound for that group. And some of the great hits that they produced were Save a Soul in Every Town, Picking Them Up and Laying Them Down, 99 and a Half Won't Do. And all of these great sounds were made by them. So tonight I wanted to just do a few of his songs tonight. I want to do 99 and a Half Won't Do, one of their earlier songs. And I want to do another song, a song remembrance of Troy Raymond wrote for his mother and remembrance of him. And I want to dedicate that to Sister Joanne Parker, who may be listening tonight or at Gospel Gold. So I want to go ahead and play a couple of Troy Raymond and the Soul Searchers recorded in 1979.
Lord, when you see me drowning in hunger,
among you, yeah. Had a fall for the error of the church. Christ of Jade ever talked to me. Said, I want you to come out to my house and pray for my child. They came out and kneeled around my bed. After a little while, I heard my mama say, I claim a job in the name of the Lord. Y'all don't hear me. Anybody ever claiming a thing in the Lord's name? Can I get a witness? Know what I'm saying? What is mama talking about? I'm still blind and I can't see. But the Bible says the Lord moved in mysterious ways. That same night in my sleep, I dreamed that I could see. Stand up. Ain't God real? Ain't God real? I just like to say. All I just had you. Help me say that you. If the Lord been good to you, if you know you've been good to me, help me say that you. How many of y'all know they made a way for you? How many of y'all know you made a way for you? Help me say, thank you, Lord. Somebody raised off the sick day. You didn't feel you're gonna get well. Help me say, somebody know the Lord is a way maker. If you know that, let me say, thank you, Lord. I told y'all that I can't sing this song like I used to. I used to be sad this morning. I got on the telephone and I called 6-5-7-2-8 on early with a gray head, mama mine. I can't say that tonight, y'all. For those of you that got a mother living, you don't realize how good God is. Help me say, thank you, Lord. How many of y'all got a mother living tonight? If you got a mother living, stand on your feet back now. Thank you, Lord. How many of y'all got a mother in the building? Anybody got a mother in the building? Go and find her right now. Put your arms around her. Don't be ashamed, y'all. If you got a mother in the building, go and find her right now. Put your arms around. Don't be ashamed to do that, y'all. Tell her, mama, 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 I love you. Mama. Mama, I love you, Mama. be somebody just like me that don't have a mother. Oh, if you don't have a mother, I want you to stand right now. If you don't have a mother, I want you to stand right now. If you don't have a mother, I want to ask you one question. I want to ask you one question. Ain't God been a mother for you? Haven't he made ways for you? Haven't he stood by your side when you're bad? Mama, I'm in.
Troy Ramey and the Soul Searchers of Atlanta, Georgia. You're listening to Gospel Gold on Blog Talk Radio. If you would like to speak to us directly in the studio tonight, you can do so. We do have a call-in number. That number is 845-241-9839. 845-241-9839. Of course, we always say that if you want to hear Gospel Gold, it's best to hear it on a good system where you can have music, play the music. This is a music program. It is very hard to hear music over the telephone. But if you would like to speak to us in the studio tonight, you can do so. And you can also hear the program on the phone. That area code is 845-241-9839. We do have a caller that's been on the line for a while. I do want to go there and just speak to see if they have anything that they would like to add. The caller, area code 919, last four digits 9067. Are you on the line? 9067, area code 919. Are you on the line?
Yes, sir.
How are you tonight?
I'm doing good, Dr. Lafayette Maxwell. My first time being on your program, and I'm enjoying myself tremendously.
Oh, thank you so very much, Dr. Maxwell. We pray God's blessing upon you. We thank you for tuning in to Gospel Gold tonight. I pray that you will tell someone about Gospel Gold. We're on every Monday night from the hour of 9 to 10 p.m., and we are dedicated to the historical preservation of traditional African-American gospel music. Thank you so very much, Dr. Maxwell. There's another caller on the line. Let's see if they have anything that they would like to say. Area code 919, last four digits, 0288. Are you on the line?
Yes, I'm here, Reverend Rogers. I'm here.
Dr. Bridges, how are you tonight?
I'm okay. I just tuned in. I was, and then that's why I couldn't listen on my computer because I'm doing something on the computer, and I had really gotten involved in it. And then I looked at the time. I said, I'm late for Gospel Gold. So I dialed, and I just got in. So I haven't heard anything tonight except you call on Dr. Maxwell and talk about the mission of the program is to preserve the traditional gospel. But I'm going to be on with you for the last half hour, and I'm here.
Okay. Well, we'll come back to you because I know you may have some things you want to add. We are featuring, it's quartet night here on Gospel Gold, and we are featuring the first quartet we have brought forth is Troy Ramey and the Soul Searchers of Atlanta, Georgia. Here they are, and I Believe in Jesus.
John 3:16 to tell you God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, so whosoever believe in him shall not perish but have
everlasting life. Oh yeah, I believe in the Father, I believe in the Son, I believe in the Holy Ghost. I'm on the altar, oh, I make one. Oh, Jesus, oh, I believe.
I believe.
Oh yeah. I want to tell the world that He is a way and I'm a way.
Jesus.
He's a better light to the town. In the time of a storm, yes He is. I know He is the devil. Tell me there was a man named Daniel that they threw in a lion den. But Daniel prayed to the Lord above. And the Lord locked the lion's jaw. That's why I'm saying, I want to tell you today, I believe in the Father, I believe in the Son, I believe in the Holy Ghost, I'm on the earth, oh, I'm big one, oh,
I believe,
Jesus, oh,
I believe in Him,
got all power in His hand, y'all. Truth and life. No. No man cometh unto my Father except by me.
Oh.
I want to tell the world if you trust Him, He'll make a way out of no way. Not only that, if you trust in Him, y'all, He'll make the enemy leave you alone. Oh, yes, He will. If you only have faith, raise the sign of a mustard seed. That's all you need. I got to tell the world, He's a battle axe in the time of a war. Oh yeah.
Raymond and the Soul Searchers. If you do not have any of that in your gospel library, I suggest you get some of that. It will gladly lift your soul. We're going to go to another group that many of you have heard of. But before I do that, I want to ask if Dr. Bridges, are you still on the line? Dr. Bridges?
Yes, I'm still here.
Dr. Bridges, I'm going to play a song, but when I come back from that, can you talk a little bit about WSRC Radio here in Durham and the impact that it had on the gospel recording industry and the way that it brought music out?
Oh, no problem at all. I'd love to do that.
Okay, I'll be right back with you on that in just a minute, right?
Okay.
The next group that I want to bring out is the legendary Jackson Southerneers. The musical legend in native Mississippi, the long-lived group, the Jackson Southerneers, was formed in 1940 by producer Frank Keisler. Originally comprised of Huey Williams, Roger Bryant Jr., Maurice Searles, James Brooks, Luther Jennings, the quartet took its earlier cues from the Mississippi Blind Boys, but swiftly honed its own distinctive style because of the first group of the implementing of guitar, bass, and drum. They also had keyboard in their programs, in their music. After decades of touring, they signed their first contract with Peacock Records in 1963. Their debut album, called Too Late, was on that label, and it sold millions. After a brief stint with ABC Dunhill during the early 70s, which yielded the LP Save My Child, Look Around, and the Southerneers made a new recording called Look Around, and that was on the Billboard album chart. The Southerneers signed with Malico in 1975, where they enjoyed their greatest success with a series of hit albums, including 1979's legendary Gentleman of Song, 1981's Touch of Class, 1982 Down Home. In addition to hosting their own radio program for over four decades, the Southerneers also starred in their own TV series, Gospel Unlimited, and won Traditional Male Group of the Year honors from the Gospel Music Workshop of America each year from 1987 to 1989. In 1991, they recorded a new album called Thank You Mama, and a new one, and a double album called Pray for Me. It earned the group a Grammy nomination as well. They continued performing and recording well into the 90s. Some of the members of the group, the Jackson Southerners, of course, many of them have passed, but some of the current members, Mr. Huey Williams, Mr. Maurice Searles, and Mr. James Burks. Those who have passed away, Roger Bryant Jr., Willie Banks, Frank Williams, Luther Jennings. This was a powerhouse down in Mississippi. Along with those Williams brothers, the Jackson Southerners pioneered a master recording company down there, and they had a plethora of black gospel entertainers and singers. They were dynamic in the gospel recording industry and, of course, at black radio stations. Dr. Bridges, could you give us a little information on WSRC here in Durham?
Yes, I remember WSRC from a very early age. As a matter of fact, my parents used to listen to, well, that was the only station to listen to in Durham, North Carolina, the only black station in Durham, North Carolina. But however, it was a black station, but of course it was owned by white people. But the format was black gospel, black R&B, and black gospel and black R&B. No reggae mm-hmm. during that time, no jazz during that time. But it was black gospel and black R&B, and black preachers would come on during the day, and they would do the noonday prayer, then they'd come on and do the evening prayer at about 5 or 6 o'clock in the evening. And, of course, on Sunday mornings, they would even have gospel all day until about 1 or 2 o'clock, and Minister Louis Farrakhan would come on Sunday mornings on WSRC. And I just remember hearing this, and when gospel groups would come to town to the Durham Civic Center at the time, which was the venue where gospel programs were held, the black radio station, black format, as I said before, a white station, but black format and black DJs and black personnel, they would advertise the coming of Little Sugar Ray Hightower, or the fact that Sam Cooke and the Soul Stirrers were coming, or Johnny Taylor and the Soul Stirrers, and they would also advertise the Viola Naz, and all this is coming back to me. And I remember very clearly how they would also, a lot of those records they would play would be on the Peacock label, and the Harmonizing Four out of Richmond, Virginia. I think that's where the Harmonizing Four were from. These are some of the popular gospel acts that we would listen to on the radio. And when they came to town, because of the black DJs on that station, the Civic Center will be packed with the gospel singers. But, you know, I remember, and I'm glad you asked me this question too, Reverend Rogers, and cut me off wherever you need to. No problem. I won't be embarrassed at all if you cut me off. But I remember my mother used to talk about the black quartets, and what made me think about it when you were talking about the, when you said you were spotlighting the quartet. She used to be very negative about the quartets. My mother would, she said, oh, those old quartets, they singing up there and sweating at the Civic Center after the show. After the show, they drinking more wine than I ever thought I'd drink.
It wasn't welcome, especially for church folk. Church people did not listen to quartet music.
Oh, okay. See, I didn't know that. I'm glad you told me that. See, I didn't know what the reason was. So,
Dr. Maxwell, you remember that?
Yes, and I was thinking about to do WSRC, but I'm from Jacksonville, Florida, and my uncle was raised in a church. He stopped going, but he loved going to that quartet music in the evening in Jacksonville, Florida, because that was in him. But, yeah. But also there are three people in Jacksonville, I mean not in Jacksonville, but at WSRC that was local, which was the Nightingales. They were originated.
Yeah. I was about to mention the Nightingales.
And then
but go ahead.
Shirley Caesar.
Uh-huh.
That's
but
right.
Because when I was in Jacksonville, the two people I heard, I didn't know they was in Durham, was Shirley Caesar and W.T. Bigelow. And he would record prayers. And those prayers would go across the country in black stations at 12 noon. And even on YouTube now, if you put up the Reverend W.T. Bigelow, he's going to have his morning prayer and his evening prayer. So people hung on those things by listening to WSRC.
Amen. Amen. Thank you all so much for the information, because those radio stations were very important in the gospel recording industry. They were very important. And one of those groups was the Jackson Southerners. Here they are with We Need Your Blessing.
Somebody know God is able tonight. Somebody know he loves to be praised.
Jackson Southerneers, another group that I wanted to bring back to your memory. Many of you have heard of the Jackson Southerneers, but I wanted to bring that group back to your memory. Such a dynamic group. Go back and listen to the Jackson Southerneers. Put some Jackson Southerneers in your gospel repertoire, and you would enjoy it immensely. The Jackson Southerneers. Well, church, our time is about up, but I want to go back to my radio, to my telephone guest for a few minutes here just to see if they'd like to add anything. Dr. Bridges, would you like to add anything before we leave? We have about 4 minutes.
No, nothing other than that you just brought back some memories of WSRC, and I would like to say, too, though, that not only were the black radio stations across the country very instrumental in making stars out of the gospel singers, but, of course, they were the reasons that the R&B programs would be packed also. Mm-hmm. You see, so the black, and I'm thinking about it, too. That's a good topic one night for a radio talk show, the importance of African-American radio stations around the country, because they were extremely important. The DJs had their own personality. I remember, even though he wasn't really a DJ, Dr. W.T. Bigelow, that Dr. Maxwell mentioned a minute ago, he would always, he would start a record off, for example, and he put the wrong artist on. He said, no, I didn't mean the Jackson Southerneers. I met Sam Cooke and the Soul Stirrer. Y'all boys got to come on out of here. Come on here, Sam Cooke. You know, and he would have a personality that he added to right. And the same thing that I mentioned on a program that I spoke in about 2 Sundays ago at First Baptist Church in Holly Springs, North Carolina. The black preacher has always been a charismatic person in the black community, and that's about it.
Yes. You know what I would like to say, the uniqueness of the black radio station like WSRC. They were called from sunup to sundown stations, some of them 1,000 watts and at the most 5,000 watts. And they had to have a strategy. Those disc jockeys had to go out in the community to buy their own commercials. So from 5 to 6 would be gospel. And then from 6 o'clock to 11, you had to bring a burn on. The people wanted to hear who could talk and engage you. Like, now, we don't want no disc jockey talk. They knew how to, they were called personality disc jockeys. And then by 11 o'clock to 1, well, most of the folks in school, but our ancestors, our aunts were there, and that's when they took that part. And then from about 1 o'clock to 4, they would get a local young disc jockey at one of the high schools so people would know them. But from 4 to 8, this was very critical, sun up to sundown, they had to bring another burner that everybody wanted to listen to. And when that burner from 4 to 8 left, they wanted that dial still on there the next morning. The uniqueness and power. And Spike Lee talked about that in Do the Right Thing and showed that it wasn't no just one genre of music, but it tried to meet the needs of the whole community.
Amen. Amen. We did a program last season on Jack L. Cooper, who was considered the father of black broadcasting. He produced a program called the All Negro Hour on a small station in Chicago called WSBC. It was called the All Negro Hour. It was sponsored by a group of morticians, and they broadcast it on Sunday afternoon, and they also had a live audience. We did a segment on him not too long ago. We also talked about the black-owned recording labels as well. So perhaps we'll get together and we'll do that again, Dr. Bridges. We'll come back and we'll do another series on that. Go right ahead.
That would be good, too, because you just made me think of something up. The black radio station is a good topic. Also, record labels. And I'm really glad you said that, and I would really like to be a part of that one because of the system in which we live, the system of racism in America, and they choose what they like. Some people do not believe that there was anything else other than Barry Gordy and Motown Records in Detroit, Michigan. But there were many others, as you well know. So I'd love to do that. And there's a reason that this system pushes certain kinds of things. They push what they're comfortable with, you know? And if they're not comfortable with you, you don't survive in the system. They have to be comfortable with you.
Amen. Amen. Well, thank you all so very
much. We're not talking about the record company. But see, Barry Gordy and Motown was never a political record label. They didn't speak out against racism and injustice in America. And they didn't have the grit and the real soul that, say, like a Stax record label did down in Memphis, Tennessee. Even though Stax was not, even though what we know it wasn't black owned, but it was more soulful, you see. Mm-hmm. So anyway, that's another subject.
We'll get together. We'll talk about that. But I thank all of you, both of you, for being on our program tonight, being on Gospel Gold. Dr. Maxwell, I'll be calling you very, very soon. And I ask that all of you are listening tonight, tell somebody about Gospel Gold. We're on every Monday night from the hour of 9 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern Time. Not just another music program, but a program that is dedicated to the historical preservation of traditional African-American gospel music. Visit the Gospel Gold Facebook page. Be a part of the Gospel Gold community. Until we see you next week on Gospel Gold, God bless you is our desire. We're going home tonight with the Jackson Southern Ears. Their famous hit, Don't Look Down on a Man.
day.